Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When members of the body of Christ fail to mature in the faith, they have to be treated like babies. Paul made that truth plain in the following verses. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal. Whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? 1 Corinthians 3:1-3. What a tragedy when a child fails to thrive. Is it not also a tragedy when a member of the church remains a baby in the faith? Such members have to be fed milk, not meat. However, the New Testament does not always use the word milk in a negative sense. For example, Peter urged his readers, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby." 1 Peter 2:1-2. The author of Hebrews severely criticizes his readers because they had not grown and still needed to be fed milk. "For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For everyone who uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them who are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern between good and evil." Hebrews 5:12-14. Paul said that some of the Corinthians had to be fed milk. They had to be treated like babies. There is nothing wrong with treating babies like babies. But what a shame when a 40-year-old man or woman still acts like a baby and has to be treated like one. The author of Hebrews does not deny the importance of first principles, but he expressed deep concern that the Hebrew Christians had not grown beyond the first principles. They needed to know the deep things of God, 1 Corinthians 2:10. If one does not progress beyond first principles, he will not be able to discern between good and evil. Is that one of the reasons some who claim to be Christians do not understand the dangers of drinking beverage alcohol, of using pornography, or of playing the lottery? We must grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. The Corinthians gave evidence of their immaturity because they were sinfully divided. Envying, strife, and divisions prevailed in the church. The word envying comes from the Greek zelos and means jealousy. In fact, several modern versions render the Greek jealousy. The Greek word does not always have a bad connotation. Sometimes it is translated zeal. The word strife involves wrangling. Wrangling often follows jealousy. These attitudes and behavior had produced divisions in the church at Corinth, divisions that were destroying the influence of the Lord's body. Paul reiterates what he had earlier told the Corinthians, "For while one of you says, 'I belong to Paul,' and another, 'I belong to Apollos,' are you not carnal?" 1 Corinthians 3:4. If you have ever had any doubt about the sinfulness of division, these verses ought to remove that doubt forever. Do you remember what Paul told the Ephesians? There is one body, Ephesians 4:4. He went even further in the 1 Corinthian letter, "But now are there many members, but one body," 1 Corinthians 12:20. Our Lord prayed for unity among His followers. "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also who shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." John 17:20-21. Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.